Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. Google yesterday published details about one of its artificial intelligence supercomputers, saying it is faster and more efficient than competing systems from NVIDIA, the chipmaker known for its AI processors, CNBC reports. While NVIDIA dominates the market for AI model training and deployment, with over 90% market share, Google has been designing and deploying AI chips called Tensor Processing Units, or TPUs, since 2016, according to CNBC. AI models and products such as Google's Bard or OpenAI's ChatGPT, powered by NVIDIA's A100 chips, require a lot of computers and thousands of processors to work together to train models, with the computers running non-stop for weeks or months, CNBC explains. Google said that it had built a system with over 4,000 TPUs joined with custom components designed to run and train AI models. The supercomputer, called TPU V4, is 1.2x to 1.7x faster and uses 1.3x to 1.9x less power than the NVIDIA A100, Google's researchers wrote, according to CNBC. In some IT services news, Infosys yesterday said it had won a new order, extending its collaboration with LexisNexis, a data and analytics company, to provide information services across its range of content, enterprise, and product applications. Infosys will provide IT services in multiple business domains that include LexisNexis's global content systems, global business systems, and product development. Infosys will provide application maintenance and support, application development and validation, lifecycle upgrades, application modernization, and content modernization. Infosys will also provide strategy consultancy for LexisNexis's downstream discretionary investments. The Bengaluru-based IT company didn't provide any financial details. Infosys will report its fiscal fourth quarter and annual earnings results on April 13th. Capillary Technologies, one of India's first-generation software-as-a-service companies, earlier this week announced its second US acquisition as part of a strategy to step up its operations in the world's biggest technology market. Bengaluru-based Capillary, which provides a customer loyalty and engagement SaaS platform, has acquired Texas-based Bradley Plus Partners, which offers software solutions in loyalty, strategy, and execution to retailers. Capillary Technologies has grown 3.5x in the US since the acquisition of Persuade in 2021, and this acquisition consolidates its position as a platform of choice for loyalty technologies, the company said in a press release. Capillary didn't provide any financial details. It acquired Bradley Plus Partners with annual revenue in the range of $20 to $25 million from Japanese financial giant Nomura, according to a report in Gadgets Now. Previously, it had acquired Markjack and Ruaha Technology Labs in 2015 and Sellerworks in 2016. Capillary is backed by investors including Warburg Pincus and Sequoia. Founder Anish Reddy stepped back from the chief executive's role in September last year, naming Samir Garde, a former president of Cisco India, as CEO. Anish remains managing director and vice chairman of Capillary. A plan to take the company public last year ran against the global downturn and unfavorable conditions in the capital markets. In more startup news, Speciale Invest, a venture capital firm focused on early-stage investments in deep science and enterprise technologies, yesterday announced the launch of a new fund aimed at growth-stage ventures, the Speciale Invest Growth Fund 1. The new fund has an initial investment of 100 crore rupees and has received approval from India's markets regulator, Securities Exchange Board of India, to fund startups at Series A and above, according to a press release from Speciale. The VC firm's areas of interest include space tech, aerospace, green hydrogen, robotics, batteries, quantum computing, AI-led software as a service, developer tools, data infrastructure, and large language model applications and infrastructure. The Chennai-based VC firm was founded in 2017 by Vishesh Rajaram and Arjun Rao. Companies they have backed include Ultraviolet, Agnikul Cosmos, ePlane Company, Sindler, QNew Labs, GalaxEye Space, Uravu Labs, New Trace, Eternal Energy, Wingman, Streamalive, Airboxer, and Train. Vishal and Arjun raised their first fund of 60 crore rupees in 2018, which they invested in 18 companies with an average deal size of less than $500,000 and scored 5 early exits. In April last year, they announced the final close of Speciale's second fund at 300 crore rupees, with plans to invest in about 20 early stage companies through pre-seed and seed rounds, with check sizes ranging from $500,000 to $1 million. That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.